Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest is Hillary Spencer, the president and CEO of the Children's Museum of the Upstate. And I should say, new president and CEO. You've not been there very long, just a few months now, I gather.
Absolutely. I started May 1st and my family arrived July 1st.
Okay. So really, really not very long. And good morning, by the way, I should say, because that's usually how I introduce people. I'm going to start with the question that I normally ask my guests right off the bat, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for? I'm guessing that most of our listening audience will at least have heard of the Children's Museum of the Upstate, but some of them may not be familiar with it. So give us the idea of what you guys do and how you serve the Upstate community.
So the Children's Museum has two locations, one in downtown Greenville and one in downtown Spartanburg. And our mission is to spark a lifelong passion for curiosity and learning through play. Our core audience is 0 through 8-year-olds, with the Spartanburg location really focusing on the little folks of through age 5.
Okay. And sparking, say that again, because that was really well put. Sparking.
To spark a lifelong passion for curiosity and learning through play.
Spark, that's very poetic. Spark a lifelong passion for learning and curiosity through play. Did I get that right? Is that close?
Absolutely.
Close enough?
Okay. Very good.
Well,
it's
just, I like that because I have young children of my own, and we actually have considered and are considering bringing them to the Children's Museum. We haven't actually made the trip yet. It's a little bit of a hike for us, but there's more fun things to do around where we live, and they want to go do that. They can't pass something. You know, they're that age where they can't wait to get somewhere. They want to be there right now, and so we go to the park or to the, you know, whatever. But it is someplace that we want to take them now that they are old enough to go, and that's something that I have tried to do with my kids, is spark that curiosity and that wonder of the world. And I gather that that's kind of what the Children's Museum is about. All of the different exhibits that you have are all about learning how the world works.
Absolutely. And as you're talking about your children, you said as they're old enough now to go, and you should know that you can bring them from the get-go.
And that's a fair point.
our exhibits are designed for the entire family in mind. So from your little ones, we have exhibits and interactives that they can play with, as well as your toddlers, as well as your bigger kids. We also do outreach that targets an even larger audience of middle school students, and we try to keep the parents and the grandparents entertained as well. But this idea that learning is somehow a task is something that we're trying to undo.
Yeah. No, and I can understand that. Learning, I've always thought that learning was fun. In fact, that was one of the things that I realized I learned in school, was how to learn, how to actually go through the process of learning things, to look things up for myself and do experiments and find stuff out for myself. And I've always just enjoyed that process of finding out new information and new experiences. And that's, like I said, what I want to teach my kids.
And that is play. It is the discovery. It's the process of finding out something new, of playing and failing and then doing it again and figuring it out. That learning doesn't have to be rote memorization. It can just be puzzles.
Which so frequently schools try and turn it into. It's just like, here's a set of facts. I'm going to write them on the board and you copy them down and memorize them. And it doesn't have to be like that.
And so we're able to teach science and math and history all through play at the museum. Play theory is a huge and exciting place to be in, and to think about how can we best serve all of our diverse communities of the Upstate through this philosophy and learning is exciting.
Now, I'm going to challenge you a little bit, because you said children of all ages. My youngest is 4 months. Do you have programs for that young, or is that too, because I'm guessing that's too young.
So yes,
okay.
We do.
Okay.
Especially
really?
In our Spartanburg location,
okay.
Where the exhibits are designed for a smaller scale, but there's also the water play tables. You might've seen it, but we have seats designed especially for your little ones. They can sit there. So if your 4-month-old can sit up, we can maybe.
He's just starting to, like,
and
barely.
So they can sit in the water play space, but there's also crawl areas, there's reading areas, there's all spaces even for your little ones. In addition, we do reading time, we do arts and crafts, and we do science experiments as well. So as they begin to move and express themselves more dynamically, we have additional programming for them.
Well, now, and let's talk about the Spartanburg location a little bit more at length, because it's your newest location. Only been around a couple years, I think.
Just 1 year.
Just 1 year,
really?
We
celebrated our first birthday there in Spartanburg.
Golly, I could have sworn it had been longer than that. I guess I've talked about it before with predecessors of yours, but it's really a fascinating resource, especially for Spartanburg. You guys, I remember having talked to somebody, and your name is Children's Museum of the Upstate, and frequently I get organizations in here that are thus and such of Greenville. And even though they serve, you know, beyond the Greenville County or Greenville City area, their name still says Greenville. It was very intentional that you guys named yourselves the Children's Museum of the Upstate, because you want to be inclusive of the entire Upstate.
Absolutely. So we have the two physical locations,
right,
Greenville and Spartanburg, but our goal is to do outreach into all 10 counties of the Upstate, because the museum isn't just about the buildings. It's about the communities we serve. So we meet thousands of families and children outside of the museum proper as we do our outreach. So you'll see
Let's
our van.
Let's talk about that, because this is new. I don't think I've heard about this before.
We've got an amazing outreach program. You might see us with our Imagination Playground at any of the street festivals that happen in downtown Greenville, but you'll also see us in churches and schools and other public spaces where we're doing experiments. We're doing play, where we are learning through play with your kids where they're at.
That's fantastic. Now, let's go back to Spartanburg, because one of the things I thought was really interesting about this is that it was designed specifically for young children, like really young children. I think 5 and under is
correct.
Is sort of the age range that you're aiming for there. And it was a space that was specifically designed for them. In fact, I remember hearing that none of the chairs are tall enough for an adult to sit on.
There might be some benches that are
benches,
appropriate,
okay,
because your parents have to sit down somewhere.
Right.
But yes, the scale is smaller. Also, it's only 6,000 square feet. It is a storefront in downtown, and it is just designed. It's a world designed for your little ones.
And that is at what you mentioned downtown, 130 Magnolia Street. For those familiar with Spartanburg, they're going to know exactly where that is. And it's just, Spartanburg really has kind of come a long way recently. We've watched, I live here in Greenville or in the Greenville area, and we've watched over the years, the development in the Greenville area, and a lot of businesses coming to the area, a lot of, new, buildings being built and things like that. And there's really been an effort in Greenville to revitalize a lot of, areas of downtown. And I see the same thing starting to happen in Spartanburg. And this, I gather, is kind of one of those things. This was an existing storefront.
Absolutely, correct.
And that has been renovated into a space for young children to come and explore and play.
Correct.
So that's something that's available. And I know that with a membership to the Upstate Children's Museum, the Children's Museum of the Upstate, I should say. I should get the name right, host. The Children's Museum of the Upstate, you get to go to both locations. You don't have to have just a separate membership for each.
Correct. Even though it's two separate locations,
right,
it is one museum. So your membership will get two adults and all the children in your household in for admission for a year. And if you're a grandparent, you can list all of your grandchildren on that membership as well.
Gotcha. The outreach stuff that you do, the van that you said that goes out to different locations, if somebody is interested in having you visit to their church or school or something like that, what do they need to do?
They just need to call us at the museum. You can find our contact information on the website. We have programming and outreach, and yeah, give us a call.
And again, the website, TCM Upstate, stands for The Children's Museum Upstate.org. And you can go there and find out information about both of the locations, the Greenville location and the Spartanburg location, and also about memberships and the outreach program and things like that. Hillary Spencer, president and CEO of the Children's Museum of the Upstate, is my guest today. Let's talk about the exhibits that you have in the Greenville location, because this really is your big sort of flagship location. It's a very big area.
Absolutely. So in Greenville, we have 80,000 square feet of space, and we are just celebrating our 10th birthday. And the museum has really developed so much in its first decade. I'm excited to be able to come at this moment where we are thinking about where we're going in the next decade and the one after that. The exhibits that we have in downtown Greenville hit a number of different educational points. But right now, the two things that we're most excited about is our Grandma Betty's Farm, which has been historically our most popular space.
Okay.
It is a space that is also 0 to 5, but we just expanded it and we updated it. And upon its opening, we've included an infant area, an expanded tree climber and a slide. There's a barn. You can milk a cow. There's also
like an actual cow.
Not an actual cow.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because that's the kind of thing that, you know, places have petting zoos and stuff like that. So we're not talking live animals.
Gotcha. But it is, as the Children's Museum does, it's allowing children to explore spaces that they might encounter outside the museum and kind of make sense of them and explore them in a safe way, in a scaled down way, so that when they go out into see a real farm, they're like, oh, I know what that is. I've seen it before. So this Grandma Betty's Farm has been expanded to really include more of these experiences, including explorations of weather and of planting. But we also recognize that you might have your whole family there. So there is a nursing nook and benches for the grandparents with you.
My wife will be very happy to hear that because she is still nursing. And my other children are 2 and about to turn 4. And I gather that this is going to be right up their alley, Betty's Farm.
And when they're done with Grandma Betty's Farm, they can go downstairs into our newly renovated Publix grocery experience. And this is a great new update to our market space, and where your kids can learn about nutrition and food origins and food preparation. But there's also some really great things about measuring, about money. So there's really, as you grow up and you can go into the grocery store, and you can understand that experience a little bit better.
You know, that's one thing that I've found that is really an opportunity for teaching children through, if not necessarily play, at least through example and doing, is cooking with them and showing them how to prepare meals. Because, again, when they're as young as my children are, they are expected to, they are used to having their food handed to them. You know, mom and dad go into the kitchen and fix something, and then they just give it to me. But if you actually let them see the process of how that food is prepared, they start to get really interested in it.
And also, when you go into the grocery store, what are you looking for?
Sure.
And then what you do in the museum, you can take out into your own shopping experience. So they know what they're looking for. They know how to grab one, not four, or how to figure out what's healthy for you and what you might need less of.
Gotcha. You mentioned that this is the 10th anniversary of the Children's Museum of the Upstate. Congratulations, by the way. I know you haven't been there for all of it, but still, it's an accomplishment to have lasted that long. And you also mentioned that you're excited to be coming on at this time because you're hoping to plan for the next 10 years. Tell us about that. I always like hearing about the future.
The museum has done a fantastic job of establishing itself in the upstate region, not only in downtown Greenville, but in downtown Spartanburg. But what I want us to do is not just think about our growth in a linear fashion, but to think about what sort of exponential sort of growth we can do. Can we redefine what the role of the museum is in the community? Can we expand our programming? Can we expand our reach? Can we think differently about who we are and what we do?
I gotcha. What do you have any particular plans on accomplishing those goals?
Well, right now we're looking at new partnerships with our community. So partnering with the Hispanic community as well as the LGBTQ+ community, and doing programming together and doing outreach together. But we're also looking at expanding our camp options and partnering with other community organizations and expanding our early childhood education programs, be that in evening programs, day programs, or summer camps.
Summer camps is something that at the moment, I imagine they're all full at the moment, or the registration for them is at least going to be limited. But it's something that you do on a regular basis, and it's also a quandary that parents encounter at the end of every school year. What am I going to do with these kids for the next 2.5 months?
You are correct. As a parent, I was trying to find spots for my kids here in Greenville for the summer, and the Children's Museum spots were awful. I could not even enroll my own children at TCMU's summer camp.
You'd think you'd have some pull.
You think I would know someone, right?
Yeah.
But that's how popular they've been, and they've been fantastic. I love walking through the museum and seeing all these kids, so much learning, so much play, so much fun. So next summer, we're looking about expanding these offerings and doing it in Spartanburg as well.
Gotcha. Let's talk a little bit about the offerings that there are for people hearing this, and they want to plan for next year, get on the list early. What sorts of summer camps do you guys offer?
Depending on your age range, you can do anything from space exploration, Lego camp, art camp, dance and movement. So keep an eye on our website. And we are also, if there's a kind of camp you want your kids to do, let us know. We are totally responsive to the needs of our community.
I like hearing that you're trying to expand the types of partnerships that you have around the Upstate. I know that the partnerships that have existed with the Children's Museum of the Upstate have been very important to you along, not only in developing your exhibits, but in getting the resources that you guys need to accomplish your goals. What sorts of ongoing partnerships do you hope to continue under your tenure?
So one of the responsibilities of a CEO and president is absolutely fundraising. And I think that good fundraising is built in good community relationships. So we want to have partnerships with local companies, local businesses, so we can really expand our reach. So if you're interested in becoming a partner with TCMU, either as a member, as a sponsor, or just as a sounding board, please let me know. I would love to talk to you as we think about what our next 10 years looks like and the 10 years after that. Ideally, we will expand not only our programming, but our exhibition space and our footprint in the Upstate as a region.
And again, the website is probably the best way to get in touch with you, tcmupstate.org. You can find contact information for Hillary there. I want to talk about Hillary Spencer for a minute. And I normally don't do this, but since you're brand new, I thought it would be interesting. You mentioned to me before the program that you came here from Brooklyn. Is that right?
That is correct. I moved here from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, where I've lived for the past 12 years. Before coming to TCMU, I worked at the American Museum of Natural History.
Okay. And I thought this was really interesting. You mentioned that you've never really been a CEO of anything or worked for a children's museum. How did you wind up getting this gig?
So I am a museum person.
Okay.
My very first job was at Historic Pensacola Village in Pensacola, Florida. So I am a Southerner, despite the fact that I spent the last decade or so in New York. And I've always worked in museums and on the exhibition side. But as I got older, I started doing more management and more leadership opportunities. So at the American Museum of Natural History, I managed the traveling exhibitions program. And that allowed me to meet amazing contacts around the world, but also to see how different museums work and to be involved in those strategies. So when Find Great People approached me about this position, I felt it was the job I'd been training for all these years. I just didn't know what it was at the time. So I'm excited to be here. While I haven't worked at a children's museum before, I have worked at art museums, I've worked at natural history museums, I've worked at foundations. And so this is a great culmination of all that, those learning and effort.
Well, it sounds like the Children's Museum is in good hands. I think it's interesting. I like seeing people kind of at the beginning of their journey, you know, that not that you don't have any experience, but it's your first role as the supreme leader of the company or the organization, so to speak. And I like the idea that, you know, if somebody had come from other places, you know, they're going to have some experience and things like that, but they're also going to be kind of set in their ways. And I like the idea that you've got all of your options open to expanding the way that the Children's Museum serves the Upstate.
I like to tell the story of when I interviewed, I didn't have my PowerPoint deck ready to go because it was the first time I'd interviewed for a CEO job. So I came in and I spoke my truth. I talked about what I thought was important to me, what I thought would be important to the community. I spoke my truth because they weren't going to hire me, or they were going to hire me,
right,
but they would know who I was.
Sure.
And from the get-go, the board was excited about my vision for the museum and my role within the community. And it was the best possible situation. Like, I came in and all my cards were on the table and I got great support. So it was really exciting when I got the offer.
That's a fantastic story. I like the idea of speaking your truth. That I imagine that sort of genuineness would resonate very well around here.
Absolutely. Come and talk to me. I want to hear what you think is important for the museum to be, what you think is important in Greenville, and what you think I should be doing.
Now, you mentioned you are from the South originally, and you mentioned Pensacola, Florida. Did you grow up there?
So I grew up in Pensacola, Florida,
okay,
and I went to college at Agnes Scott in Atlanta. And in fact, my sister is still there. She went to Agnes Scott as well. And I have friends and family all over the Southeast. So this is, even though I've never lived in Greenville before, this is truly a homecoming.
Gotcha. Some volunteer opportunities. I know they abound at the Children's Museum. Talk a little bit about your volunteers.
Definitely. We have opportunities to volunteer either, you know, facing, front facing, being on the floor working with kids, or helping us in the office, helping us with the preparation for our programming as we go out on the road. So if you're interested in that, again, hit the website, give us a call, and we would love to have you as part of our team.
Gotcha. What are the qualifications that you're looking for in your volunteers?
Excitement.
Enthusiasm.
Always availability, a big one. And interest in children, and interest in education. Of course, you know, all of our core team members have backgrounds in early childhood education, but we also have fantastic folks that come from the theater, that come from the arts, that come from a lot of different backgrounds. So we would love to have you if you're interested. We'd also love to have more people with diverse backgrounds. So if you speak other languages, if you have different sort of experiences, we would love to integrate that into our programming.
Gotcha. And again, the website, tcmupstate.org, you can find information about volunteer opportunities on that website. You also mentioned fundraising, that fundraising is is one of the primary goals of the president and CEO of the company in your role. I know that there are admission prices for the locations, which do you happen to know off the top of your head? Have you learned of them yet?
I just looked them up.
Okay,
so
good.
It is $9 for children that are 1 to 15, and then $10 for adults.
Is that both locations?
That is at both locations.
Okay.
But we also are involved in a program called Museums for All. So if your family comes from a different economic circumstance, there are reduced prices.
Gotcha. How do you qualify for something like that? Do you have to have a card or?
Yes. If you're enrolled in a sort of public assistance program, we can help you with your admissions.
Gotcha. And we've also mentioned the memberships, which are yearly.
Correct. They're yearly, and they're $150 for a family. And again, that is for two adults that you can choose, as well as all the children within that household. And then we have a grandparents membership, which is also $150 for two adults. And then you can list all of your grandchildren, even if they don't all live with you.
So that's nifty. So let's say you've got grandparents that live here in the Upstate, but their children may live around the country, but you come and visit grandma and grandpa.
Exactly.
And you can come to the Children's Museum under the grandparents membership.
Definitely.
Fantastic. And I got to say, the membership option looks like a really good one. I was doing research into this recently for my own personal benefit, and it looks like a really good option, because I was doing the math on the ticket prices and figuring out that if we go at least four times a year with our family, the membership is more than paid for. I mean, it's already, so it looks like a really good deal. If this is an opportunity that you're going to take advantage of and go multiple times in a year, it's really something you ought to look into.
Definitely. And while you say that your kids get distracted by the things that are closer to home, I want you to know that the programming at the Children's Museum is the kind of stuff that's going to get them past the front yard and all the way downtown.
I am absolutely certain that if we bring them there, they're never going to want to leave. That's the other issue. I'm going to have to convince them to get back in the car and not go there every single day. But with a membership, every single day. Exactly.
Exactly. And in the summer, we are open 7 days a week.
Okay, that's good to know, because that was another thing that I looked at your hours on the website, and I think this was a couple of months ago, and maybe still had the 6 day a week hours.
Right, but during the summer, it's every day.
During the summer, it's every single day. Yeah. That's good to know. Again, hours available on the website, tcmupstate.org. I think we're about out of time here. Is there anything else that you, Hillary Spencer, new president and CEO of the Children's Museum of the Upstate, would like to say in your capacity as the person at the wheel?
I am thrilled to be here.
Welcome. Let me be one to welcome you to the Upstate.
Fantastic. Well, I'm new to this community. My children are new to this community, and we need new friends. So come and hang out with us. Invite us over. Invite us to your church, your barbecue, to your neighborhood. We want to know more about the Upstate and really become a part of it. So I look forward to meeting you all.
One more time, the website, tcmupstate.org, where you can find volunteer opportunities. You can find donation opportunities. I mean, we mentioned that you've got, admission prices and memberships available, but you also will take just donations of any kind.
100%.
Absolutely. Hillary Spencer, President and CEO of the Children's Museum of the Upstate, has been my guest today. Thank you very much for being here, Hillary.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.